Let's find out what's been happening in sport with Warwick Hadfield. And Warwick, in cricket, the Hobart Hurricanes won a bit of a T20 thriller at the Gabba last night, beating the Brisbane Heat by 15 runs.
Yes, Sarah, look, it was certainly a couple of innings that were thrilling to watch. Balls disappearing everywhere into the Brisbane night sky. Hobart won this game despite an absolute thrashing of an innings, a century, 101 from 51 balls from Brisbane captain Chris Lynn that included seven sixes. Now, Chris Lynn has got a bit of folklore building up around him in the way he hits big scores. In a recent club match in Brisbane, he was going so well, he'd reached a double century that the wicketkeeper suggested that he should use the side of the bat instead of the front of it, and he still hit another six with it, so he's in excellent form. But unfortunately for him and his team, there was not much support for the skipper. Their innings fell away in pursuit of the Hurricanes 4 for 194, and that was built on a thrashing too. Dan Christian's 56 from 24 balls included one of the biggest sixes ever seen at the Gabba. Apparently it travelled 117 metres, and for those people in Brisbane and Hobart who know about these things, yes, that's the same Dan Christian whom the Heat said was surplus to their requirements this big balderdash season. And there's one other important thing to come out of the match last night, Sarah. I discovered that because the ad breaks are now so long on pay TV, you can watch a favourite murder mystery. Well, actually, it's my wife's favourite murder mystery, and happy 42nd anniversary, darling. And then watch three or four overs in those ad breaks and click back without missing a clue in the Murdoch mystery. How civilised is that, Sarah?
That's extremely civilised. But back to cricket. It will be the Hurricanes against the Heat this weekend in the women's T20 competition, a top-of-the-table game, no less.
Yeah, look, this inaugural season of the women's big balderdash is going along swimmingly. Good crowds, and even more importantly in the modern milieu, big television audiences. But both the teams, the Hurricanes and the Heat, are on 12 points. So, significantly, Brisbane has played three more games than Hobart. And Hobart is a team which has, in many ways, surprised a lot of people with its performances this year. I don't think anyone expected them to be on top of the ladder after just seven games, given the stellar players turning out in the other sides. But they've got a couple of stellars on their own. The English cricketer Heather Knight and the West Indian Hayley Matthews, they've both been in good form with the bat. And the Australian-born people are making a contribution as well. Julie Hunt has got a few wickets as well. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty good match, this one, this weekend. Probably be interesting to see if Ashley Barty, the former tennis player who gave up tennis to take on cricket. It'll be interesting to see if she gets a game. Her form's been, you know, a bit like the curate's egg, good in parts, but she is making a very, very difficult transition from the game of tennis to the game of cricket.
Well, good on her. And in sailing, would the French-Swiss boat teasing machine like a Hobart Hurricane or two as it strives to get back into the lead of the handicap bit of the Sydney to Hobart?
It certainly would. Yesterday, Balance, which is owned by the financial guru Paul Clitheroe, and I think you need to be a financial guru of some variety to even own a bait to complete in this race, she went past Teasing Machine in the as the handicap leader when she finished in the afternoon yesterday. Now, look, last reports from the crew from the Teasing Machine Facebook site, there were lots of Sacre Bleu and Mon Dieu, with the teasing being very much to the fore rather than the machine. Very, very light winds at the mouth of the Derwent, and that's not what this little European boat specifically designed for ocean racing and big conditions want. So I think they're trying to just find whatever breath of wind they can and hope they can get back into the front for handicap honours, Sarah.
Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you.